Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Auburn Live Podcast, your home for bold, insightful, and honest conversations around Auburn athletics.
War Eagle! War Eagle!
Hey, how about you, everybody? Welcome into this week's first edition of Inside the 20. With myself and Keith Niebuhr, we're going to do our best to get as much recruiting information to you with inside the 20-minute mark. We are both heavily involved with the Auburn Live on 3 site. If you're not a member of that site, we've got an even better deal now than we did the week before. Last week it was $1. This week it's free for a week. Give us a week free. Promise you will not want to go anywhere else. We have the best recruiting and team information on the interwebs. Keith, welcome in, big dog. How was your weekend?
It was good, and I don't want to compare the site to heroin, but I mean, it is pretty addictive. I mean, with you'll start off pretty normal, and then by Wednesday, you'll be like bubbles from The Wire. You'll need your fix about 3 times a day. And but no, it was a good weekend. I mean, so much good football. I'm not one of those people that like tweets out, "I can't believe football's back," or "I live for football." I mean, it's here. I'm happy. But it was fun watching games. I mean, there's no doubt about it. There was a lot of good stuff, and it was good to see Auburn get back out there. And obviously, recruiting. I mean, that's the lifeblood of every program, and that's what you and I follow, from 8 to 8 every day.
Mm. And sometimes later, sometimes earlier.
Yeah, well, we're rarely earlier for me, but yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah, me too. Hey, but we had a lot going on. I mean, you had Mercer coming to town. Mercer is not a big opponent. It wasn't a big opening day game for Auburn, and yet we had a handful of not top recruits, but elite recruits in Auburn for the game, starting off with 2 5-star Quay Russo and James Smith, the 2 5-star defensive lineman from Carver in Montgomery. Cole had – I wasn't going there. Well, let's start. I mean, you had Quay and James Russo, James Smith. Great day. It's too early. Keith, what did you think about their appearance?
Yeah, I mean, look, does Auburn have a real shot to land these guys? Quay Russo is the 5-star edge. James Smith's the 5-star defensive tackle. Their teammates at Montgomery, Carver. Again, I go back to what I just asked. Does Auburn have a real shot? I don't know, but I do know that they keep visiting. And if a kid keeps visiting, I get it. Proximity to home matters. I understand that completely. But, you use every advantage you have to get kids on campus. So if they live 45 minutes away, that's a good thing. That's, and then you do your best from there. They, from what both of us have been told, they want to see major improvement out of Auburn this season. I think the average fan thinks, well, Auburn's NIL package just has to be better than everybody else's, that kind of thing. But look, when you're an elite talent like both those guys, I kind of like Russo a little bit better, but they're both, high level guys, 5-stars. Your deal, your NIL, whatever you get out of that is going to be big wherever you go, right? Sure. I mean, it's going to be enormous. And so at that point, doesn't it then come down to relationships, development, on-field product, atmosphere at the school, comfort at the school? So it's essentially going to revert back to the things that have always been important. And so, again, that's why it's crucial for Auburn to keep getting these guys back on campus. I mean, the people in their camp, Jeff, and I know you've heard this too, they kind of are insulted that some people think that these kids can just be bought, that that's all it's going to come down to. So, again, getting them on campus, getting them to see what Auburn is all about, getting them to experience, what Jimmy Brumbaugh can do, what he can see firsthand, what he can do, what the defensive line can do, a defensive line that's going to have a few people drafted probably next year. That's all significant. And then also, yes, Auburn played Mercer, but when you have a game like that, you can now, granted, they didn't get there early, but you can look at the Penn State game, Jeff, they're going to have 300 recruits there. Okay. And probably 100 of them are going to be high level guys. So you can't, as a staff, spend a great bit of time with everybody. I mean, even a 5-star, you can't be draped around them the whole time. You've got to you've got to cover all your bases and make sure you show love to everybody else, or not everybody else, but the certain priority recruits. But on a weekend like this, you could give these guys as much time as you can, and you weren't going to offend anybody else. And so to me, it's a win-win for Auburn. Again, what chance do they have of landing him? I don't know. I think your hot board had, what, 25, 30, 35% in that range. I tend to agree with that. It's still Alabama. I mean, look, Jeff, you say it better than anybody. We've seen this before. You know, Alabama involved with a high-level in-state guy. They're going to be in the mix. Georgia, if they go out of the SEC, it'd probably be Ohio State. But it's probably going to be Auburn, Alabama, or Georgia, you would think.
Yeah, that's how I see it. And, you know, it's extremely tough to get an in-state five-star kid from Alabama if Alabama really wants them. Alabama obviously wants both of these guys. But like you said, you know, for those guys to take a Saturday afternoon and even show up at Auburn, I thought it was at least justifiable in the fact that Auburn is definitely a player in their recruitment. And I thought the Lightning delay Saturday night was very advantageous for Auburn when it comes to recruiting, because all of those recruits, once that Lightning delay hit, all of those guys went underneath the stadium into Auburn's really nice recruiting lounge and, you know, had snacks and were able to talk. And then, you know, here comes Brian Harsin, here comes Jimmy Brumbaugh, here comes Zach Etheridge, here comes Rock Bell and Tony, here comes Brad LaRondo, and all five of those guys are circled around or huddled up with Quay Russo and James Smith during the Lightning delay. And I thought that was – I was surprised to see Harsin, you know, come in there and spend some time recruiting basically during the middle of the game. You know, I thought that was very telling of where Auburn has these guys on board. I'm like you. I think Quay Russo is at the top of the overall board. He is the absolute, you know, gem of this class, if you will, for Auburn. And so to see all those coaches to come down – circle around those guys and show them a lot of love, I thought said a lot. And it's that type of stuff that Auburn's going to have to do to even stay in this race. And I know, you know, these guys aren't known for, you know, recruiting 24/7. I think both of us have heard that, you know, off the record behind the scenes. But when you see those guys make the effort during the game like that, and be able to have the chance to do that because you had put Mercer away early, was very advantageous for Auburn. I thought that was big. So both of those guys are going to come back for, I would expect, multiple games. Penn State, I believe, Keith?
Yes, yeah.
Penn State, both of those guys will be back for Penn State.
That's the plan, yeah.
That's the plan, right. Expected to, at least.
Can I make one more point? I'm sorry.
Yeah, please do.
You know, the thing is, yes, they live close by, but Auburn was playing Mercer, and I don't want to diminish Mercer, but not a football championship subdivision program, not a school that's in the Power Five, you know, not a marquee matchup. And there were a lot of good games on Saturday on TV. It would have been very easy to sit at home and watch Georgia play Oregon and Utah and Florida and Ohio State and Notre Dame. And they essentially missed all those games to go check out Auburn, play a team that they knew Auburn was going to blow out because they wanted to kind of see things up close and watch Jimmy Brumbaugh coach and just get a better experience or get more acquainted with Auburn. So I think that's significant because of what they – again, it's very easy. You know, at one time you don't go to a game and you stay home and you see all the plethora of games on TV, you start thinking, boy, it's awfully easy just to sit at home sometimes. Yeah. They didn't do that. So that's you know, that's a win for Auburn. We'll see what happens.
And they weren't the only ones there. You know, we weren't expecting a top-heavy recruiting list, and you had those two guys show up. You had Darren Reed come up from Carver and Columbus, the four-star defensive lineman who's committed to LSU, who took an official visit to Auburn back in June, and he committed to LSU on July the 4th. But the good thing about Darren Reed is he told us in June after the official visit, Auburn kind of got a late jump on him. You know, Jimmy Brumbaugh was brought in. There was a whole transition between Nick Eason and Jimmy Brumbaugh. So there was some ground to make up for Auburn. Jimmy Brumbaugh jumped in, has been recruiting him since he got here. But Reed wanted to go ahead and make an early commitment, committed to LSU, but obviously is still looking really hard at Auburn. Keith, you had a story on him on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, he says, hey, I'm gonna be back for the Auburn-Penn State game on September 17th. So that would be his second Auburn game. And then he wants to come back for the Auburn LSU game. That would be number three. Now, I guess it's a little bit of a catch-22 for Auburn because you know, you want him there, but do you want a kid that's committed to a school, be at the game where your team plays that school? That's, I don't know. I don't know how they'll, if they think they're going to kill LSU, maybe, but, you know, LSU did not look great on Sunday night, but, you know, I mean, it's the first game. I mean,
sure.
The year that Auburn almost made it to the playoff and played Georgia in the SEC championship game, Mercer nearly beat them. So it can be, you know, if one board game I don't play is jump to conclusions, you know what I mean? But point being, he wants to come back at least one game, probably two, and who knows, maybe you get him back for an A&M or an Arkansas game. So he's listening. I mean, he says, hey, look, I'm still very, very solid to LSU. But one thing we know, Jeff, about Darren Reed's recruitment is at one time, I think FSU was in a good spot. Mm-hmm. At another time, Ohio State was the, people thought, perhaps even runaway leader. And then he visited LSU once or twice, and then they became the front runner and they landed him. So point being, there's been some ups and downs and some twists and turns in this recruitment, many of them. So who's to say there won't be more? I mean, you don't just look forward with the recruitment. You look what's happened over the last 6 months. And,
true.
And you see that, yeah, I mean, one team led, one team felt good. Another team visited Ohio State. They felt really good. Went, visited LSU. Next thing you know, they land him. So what does that tell you? Maybe he's, you know, maybe look, he's a great kid to interview. So this isn't any criticism of him. He's
right.
Frankly, he's one of the most intelligent guys I've interviewed in this class for certain. But maybe he's just always a guy that's keeping his options open. And that's okay. I mean, we know the colleges do the same thing.
Absolutely.
They take commitments and drop those guys left and right. I mean, it happens everywhere. Everybody says they don't do it, and then they all do it. So again, I think it's a positive step. Now, what did he like? He said, hey, man, you know, Jimmy Harbaugh, the Auburn's defensive lineman, told me what they were going to do on the field. And he said, and they did it. What Brumbaugh predicted, the dominance, you know, this guy could do that, that guy could do this. It all came to fruition in Darren Reed's eyes. Now, did it really all happen the way Jimmy mapped it out? I don't know, but he believes it did, and that's all that's important. Perception's reality.
So that's right.
He had a good time that one, Jeff, and I'll let you take over. The game started at, 6 o'clock, I believe? I think Darren was there at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I saw that. That's what stuck out to me in your story. He was there 5 hours before kickoff.
Yeah, so, you know, what was he doing? You know, touring facilities, said he met all kinds of people. He doesn't remember everybody he met, but spent time with the staff, you know, got to go on the field. I mean, he did all the stuff you'd normally do if you got there 2 hours before kickoff, but he was there 5 hours. So add on to, he got the full experience of Tiger Walk. I mean, he just had a good old time. And again, this is where, okay, hey, you're only playing Mercer, not going to have anybody there. No. That's the time. And you and I have always said this. And so have some of the people we work with. Sometimes I think in the past, maybe Auburn has not worked hard enough to get guys there for these types of games. Now, maybe it's fair to say they haven't worked hard enough, but they haven't come, I guess, the end result. So you get a kid to this type of game, and again, like I said, with Roussan Smith, Jeff, you get a lot of time with them, a lot of time. You can devote a whole staff to these guys practically because, again, at the Penn State game, Darren Reed's not going to get one-on-one attention all day, no matter how high of a priority he is. He can. And the big fear at games like that, it's great you get all those kids there, but the big fear is always, okay, did we as a program – get to spend enough time with this kid? There's always complaints, no matter what school is. There's always some parent or prospect that says, I didn't get any time. Forget them. You know, not last week. And Auburn got to give him as much time as they needed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
They got to concentrate really on those three 2023 guys, Russell Smith, Darren Reed. There were some commitments there. They also had some 2024 guys there. Jeremiah Beeman is one of the names that kind of sticks out big. Four-star defensive lineman in the 2024 class. They offered a 2025 kid from Parker in Birmingham. So there were some names there, and I'm sure I'm forgetting some. But I will say this, you know, a Mercer game like that for me and you, Keith, if we're there, is usually not stressful. It's not hectic. I'm not running in and out of the tunnel, you know, trying to put up stuff. But that was one thing. You know, I watched maybe 15% of the game because, you know, we were working behind the scenes, getting these recruits confirmed, getting that news out there to our subscribers. So for me, it was. And I actually told Cole, I was like, listen, man, I'm expecting kind of a mild day, because at the time, Russell and Smith, I didn't know that they were coming or even expected to come until I walked out onto the field, you know, 2 hours before kickoff. So it was a surprise to me. We kind of knew Darren Reed was going to come, and we knew Jaden Osberg was going to be there, and we'll get to him in a minute. But for those two guys to come in, those four guys, all four of those guys to be there for the Auburn-Mercer game, kept us busy, and it was a lot of fun, you know, having those guys there at a game like Mercer.
Yeah, Jeff. So this staff, I think, had 9 home games now since they've been at Auburn, mm-hmm. and I know the Iron Bowl got a lot of pub last year in the Auburn Georgia game for, you know, all the recruits that were there. But to be honest with you, I didn't think the list at the Iron Bowl last year was as good as previous Iron Bowls. I just didn't. That's my opinion. I could be wrong. So to me, all things considered, now this may sound absolutely ridiculous, to me, this last game was their most impressive visitors list. Because when you factor in 2 5 stars playing Mercer, Darren Reed and LSU commit, you had commits from other schools there, you had your quarterback, you had a lot of people there, all things considered. I know it was the opening game of the season, but there were a lot of good choices out there for a lot of these kids, right. A lot of good games to go to. So to me, all things considered, and you know, one guy you haven't mentioned, unless I totally didn't hear you, Jaden Osberg, and you had that scoop, and I want to know about that recruitment, because that's an interesting one. You know, guy, 4-star linebacker's brother plays for Auburn, but he's committed to Notre Dame. I mean, what do you?
It was an interesting visit.
Yeah,
honestly, 3-minute warning. So I'll spend 2 of it on Jaden. So Jaden, you know, Austin's younger brother, Austin Osberg, the freshman defensive back for Auburn, his younger brother Jaden Osberg from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, who is committed to Notre Dame. And he came in Saturday for a visit with his parents, and it wasn't even a visit. I tried not to use that term in the story. He wanted to attend the game. He wanted to be with his parents. He wanted to support Auburn and his brother, mostly his brother, who's playing for Auburn. But he didn't want to do the normal recruiting visit. He didn't want to show up and go through the tours and meet with the coaches. He wanted to tailgate with his parents. He wanted to go to Tiger Walk with his parents. He wanted to go sit in the stands with his parents. And Auburn was very understanding and respectful, and he appreciated that because he's coming back. He's coming back for Penn State at least Penn State, and probably for 1 or 2 more games. So he's going to be able to get that. And he's been to Auburn several times before for games, so it's not like he's never done a recruiting visit for a game day. But they did make it a point to meet with Christian Robinson, Zach Etheridge before the game. Both of those guys recruiting, Zach being the area recruiter, and he actually recruited Austin. And then Christian's coming in and recruiting Jaden. So they were able to get some FaceTime with Jaden, and then kind of leave him alone and let him experience the family side of the game, being part of the family and just kind of being a fan. And so I thought that was a really interesting visit. I know Auburn was glad to have him on campus, got some FaceTime with him there with Christian Robinson, and then they'll get him back for Penn State. And I was told, you know, that Auburn's certainly still a player for this guy, and moving forward, it'll be something to at least keep an eye on.
Yeah, Jeff, a couple months ago, a really trusted source said, look, if the staff is still here come December. Now, sometimes you have to speak in that strongly. I mean, we don't know. I mean, there's no promise of tomorrow for any staff, first of all. Let's not just pick on the Auburn staff here. But, you know, if you're 5-7, you know, who knows, right? But if they said if the staff is here, if there's staff continuity, they're going to have a shot with Jaden Osberg. Now, this was before he committed to Notre Dame, and we had heard all along that Notre Dame was probably the favorite and was going to be difficult to beat. And they got a aggressive young recruiting staff up there with some guys that the kids really are gravitating towards. So it's a challenge, no doubt about it. But this person thought that hey, 60-70% chance Auburn could get him if the staff is still there come December. Now, we'll see, because, again, he wasn't committed, like I said, to Notre Dame at that time. Now you don't just have to – it's a two-step process. First, you got to get him out of that commitment, then you got to get him committed to you. So there's a lot of work to be done, but it sounds like he's listening, and if his brother's having a positive experience, that will help. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll see. Look, if you're Auburn right now, you have no choice but to play the long game. You know, the situation earlier in the year – with Brian Harsin and all that turmoil and, you know, needing to win and impress people and all that stuff. Cause you're still, you know, look, they got eight commitments and possibly going to get another one very soon, but you're still behind. And so the way to catch up, you're going to have to play the long game. And that's what Auburn's doing with Jaden Osbury.
Yeah. And you know, this weekend will be San Jose State. We're going to do that more on Wednesday's edition of Inside the 20. But as of right now, you've got four-star wide receiver Adam Hopkins coming in, which Keith has been all over that recruitment. You've got three-star, borderline four-star, depends on which ranking you look at, defensive lineman Jamarian Harkless coming down from Kentucky. At least two official visitors that we know of as of today. We'll look at the San Jose State game weekend on Wednesday. Keith, any last final thoughts?
Nah, man. Just I think Auburn's heading in the right direction. I think commitment number nine may be not too far off into the distant future. I mean, that's actually, I'm stealing your scoop there, quite frankly, but I agree with what you've already forecast or good already deal. Possibly projected, you know.
I think we did it. Inside the 20, folks, we appreciate everybody listening. We appreciate everybody subscribing. If you're not a subscriber, please check us out. Auburn Live on 3, free for a week, and give us a try. I do not think you will be disappointed. Y'all stay tuned. We'll have the call-in show, recruiting call-in show Tuesday night. We've got Inside the 20 on Wednesday coming back. We've got the modcast on Thursday and then the Auburn Live recruiting show on Friday. So shows lined up all week. Going to have a lot of news, a lot of recruiting news, recapping the weekend, previewing the weekend that will be. So a lot going on. The season has begun. It is here. We can talk football. We can talk visits. Looking forward to it. We appreciate everybody. Keith, appreciate you, man. Zach in the back, we appreciate you. Y'all stay out of the left lane. See ya.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.